Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, beautiful friends, Mummer of Many family, wherever you're listening from right now, I just want to declare by the word of the Lord that in these days that we are living in, the pay hey, the new Jewish year 5785, the number 80, which represents the mouth, it means mouth in Hebrew, and the hey, which is the very breath of God, the number 5, the hey, which means the behold, what is the Lord getting ready for his children, for his church on the earth to behold? We are about to see our God show up and show off. I want to say that there has indeed been a shift and a lift in this season. The wind of the Spirit is what accelerates. It's what brings dramatic change. It's what is rearranging things right now in nations and in enemy territory. We are seeing those leaders that have stood opposed to the nation that God has ordained. If we bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If you don't, then it doesn't go so well. Basically, it's a curse that is spoken. But our great God so desires for all to be blessed that he gave provision in his word whenever he established Israel as a nation through Abraham. He said to Abraham, the father of faith, the father of Israel and of the church, those who believe and who receive by faith, he said of him that he would bless those who bless Israel and he would curse those who curse her. Why? Because God just so desired to bless and to, as the Father who had created us, we were lost to him through sin, but he made provision even before Jesus and the cross for us to be blessed, to obey him, to follow him, and to those who blessed Israel, he made provision in the nations that we could be blessed too. I was sharing this recently with Jewish friends and others who were, you know, professed to be Christians and Christian friends. And it caused quite a stir. And I remember at that point, my Jewish friend looking and saying, oh, isn't that extremist? Well, I'm bringing the word of the Lord today. Just as we see extreme hate in the world, we see the extremism of terror. We see the extremism of what sin produces through people turning from God's safe boundaries for our lives, from God's safe ways, from God's protective ways of blessing for us. Because remember, all God ever desired to do was to bless us. And he puts those boundaries of blessing around us. They're not boundaries of containment. No, the Lord wants us living in his freedom, his free dominion, and his kingdom ruling and reigning. We are going to be retaining and we are going to be gaining ground and territory for God's kingdom at this time. And as this wonderful Jewish friend of mine mentioned that I was then seen as the extremist, as I left there that day, it shook me somewhat that I realized, wow, I thought my views were pretty conservative, but they're now seen as extreme. And the Lord spoke to me. And here's what the Lord showed me. He wants us to be people in these days who demonstrate his extreme love, his extreme miracles, his extreme power in this hour. There's going to be a double portion of all the blessings, all that God has done in the church before, all of the reclaiming of all that the Lord has for us, possessing his promises, all that's gone before, we are going to retain. We are going to stand up now and we're also going to gain the double portion, blessing, shower power on his church, on Israel, on the earth at this time. We're going to release all of the new that the Lord is bringing us into. For the word of God says, hey, forget the former things. Don't keep harping on about the hurts or the things of the past, or even the good of the past, as great as all of that is, let's be looking for the double portion now that the Lord is doing in this hour. For the Lord said in Isaiah, in his word, for behold, get ready. To behold means to look in awe. this year, in this Jewish year 5785, overlapping with our year 2024 and coming into 2025. Israel goes before us, and there is so much blessing for us to behold, quite literally. It sounds like it's an old-fashioned word, but it's a word in Hebrew that is rich. It means look in awe and wonder. And that's, I believe, just as it pictorially shows a man with his arms in the air, just in surrender and in awe. I believe that's how we're going to be before the living God who is showing up and showing off at this time. What is the world about to behold? That is just going to be so awe-inspiring at this time, because all of the world, all of the earth will be filled with the knowledge. They're going to know the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So get ready for what our Lord is uncovering and for what our Lord is doing and for what we are going to be beholding this year. But it says in the Proverbs that the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the bold are as strong as a lion. And what the Lord showed me is he wants us going through every obstacle that comes against us, every brick wall. The Lord says that he will make a way through for us. He is the God of breakthrough. There is no obstacle, there is no weapon that will stand against the children of God in this hour of his power. But we will arise with him. We're going to be his mouthpiece. He speaks, we repeat. And for God, as we declare the words of the Lord, we're going to see our God of breakthrough do miraculous signs and wonders for us at this time. And as the Lord spoke to me after, you know, sharing with these friends not so long ago now, and I was in my car, the Holy Spirit spoke to me as clearly as I've heard his voice, and I believe it's for many of his children right now, that we are to be those who demonstrate his extreme love, his extreme power, his power shower, his double portion blessings, miracles at this time, that we are the voice of truth, extreme truth, because it's the truth that sets captives free, and it's the truth that will keep us free. And truth is just another one of Jesus' names. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And what I sensed the Lord say, he reminded me as I was just feeling a bit downhearted, being referred to as being extreme, because I thought of all the negative connotations out there. The Lord is, he turned it around. He's turning things on its head right now. He's turning things the right way up. And the Lord showed me, just think about Daniel in the Bible. He was put into the lion's den. He was, and yet the Lord shut the mouths of the lions before him. In the same way that this is the decade of the mouth, I believe that the Lord would say, and God's word is going to go forward, is not going to be hindered, is going to produce the powerful works and wonders for which God sends his word forth. It's going to be creative, it's going to be demonstrative, it's going to be powerful at this time. So God is going to shut the mouths. As we open our mouths wide and the Lord fills them, fills our mouths with his good things, so the Lord is going to shut the mouths of the lions. He's going to shut the mouths of our accusers. For the accuser of the brethren who accused us before God day and night is being cast down and has already been defeated and destroyed through the victory of the blood of Jesus and the cross. So we're to enforce Christ's victory everywhere we go. We're to gain territory. We are to gain ground. We are to retain and gain, as I've been saying recently, in Jesus' mighty name. And the Lord showed me, just as he shut the mouths of the lions that came against Daniel, who took his stand for the Lord. He was extreme in his power of praying. He wouldn't be silenced. He got down on his knees before his God three times a day whenever he knew it was against the law of the land. He defied every lie of the enemy. And though he was cast into the lion's den, who was the real extremist there? The extremist shutting him up from praying? We will not be silenced at this time. We will be the voice of God. And just as Daniel was prepared to be thrown in to the lion's den, our God came through for him. And whenever King Darius, the leaders of the land, came the next day, was your God able to save you from the mouths of the lions? He was able to demonstrate the extreme love and power of the only true God, the God of Israel, the God who loves us, the God who sent forth his son Jesus, extreme love right there to die on the cross for each and every one of us. Let us have that extreme faith of Daniel's. Let us have, as the Lord showed me, the extreme faith of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego's, who were not prepared to bow. They were only prepared to take their stand for their God and only bow before one, the living God. And they were thrown into a fiery furnace. It was heated up seven times hotter. And there was a fourth one with them in the flame. The force is with you. Jesus is with you. And they were willing and prepared to say, even if God doesn't deliver us, let it be known to the leaders, to the kings of their day, we will not bow. May the extreme faith of Shadrach's, Meshach's and Abednego's, this is our time now, be manifest in us at this hour. Just like Esther of old, she was prepared to say, hey, if I perish, I perish, but I will go to the king and I will make God's word manifest before him. And she was able to deliver an entire nation. The Lord would say, let the extreme faith of Esther's arise today. Let the extreme faiths and the extreme strength of Deborah's, who arose in her day and who saw a whole generation mightily saved. Because we are living in the time of advancement. We are advancing God's kingdom on the earth, and we are the ones who are going to release his extreme love, his extreme power. Shower double portion at this time. The year 5785, the number five, it means grace and favor as well. Double grace is being poured out as the enemy is throwing and pouring out his worst on the earth. I thank the Lord that God is pouring out double portion of his spirit, of his grace, of his favor on his church, on his people. And we are going to push back the enemy. Now, here's what I'm learning prophetically from Israel's journey. I can see that there has been a transition. There has been a transition of position. We have seen now that God is overturning and he is turning around. From October the 7th, whenever it looked like all was lost to Israel, we are now seeing that God's time of favor has come. It is so obvious. The time to favor Israel, the time to favor Zion, that's Israel and his church, is now. And God is birthing his works and wonders on the earth. And I believe that the Lord would say right now, just as we've seen with Israel, it looked like she'd lost ground from the horrors of October the 7th, but now she is actually gaining ground. What the enemy meant for evil for Israel, the Lord is turning around for good. What the enemy has meant for evil in your life, child of the King, the Lord is turning around for your good. It's time now for you to strike, to go forward in the power of his might, to release his word, his works, his wonders, to stand by faith, to take your stand, to stand for truth, and trust the hand, the providential hand of God that is upon your hands at this time, that you're going to strike the arrow of his love, of his power with such precision. You're going to strike the arrows of his word of faith, and you're going to see our God accomplish. Every enemy will be taken down and destroyed before you. And God's saying right now, he will restore you. He is setting you up to win. His hand is upon your hand. So go forward in his extreme love, his extreme strength, his extreme power, and know that in this hour, it's not God's will for any to be lost, for any to perish, but it is God's will and purpose for all to come to him and to win ultimately as we give our lives to him. Hey, all we will know is complete victory, extreme deliverance and deliverances for the children of God at this time. Get ready for what you see before your eyes as you watch Israel right now gaining ground, as you see Israel advancing, as you see all of the miracles that God is displaying through Israel. It's just a picture, because God's hand is upon their hand, and it's a picture of God's extreme power and his extreme love and his extreme purposes that are being released on the earth right now. So let us press in to him, because the pressing of God's hand upon your hand, the pressing of your hand upon that bow, just as is told in the beautiful story I've been referring to prophetically, so key right now, as the hand of Elisha was on the hand of the king, pressing into him, and the king's hand was pressing on the bow, releasing the arrow of God's victory, of God's deliverance, of God's extreme love, of God's double portion power in this hour. Then let us keep pressing into him, for the Lord would say, you will win. This is a time of divine turnarounds and divine overturnings on the earth. God's purposes, God's plans will stand, and the plans and the purposes of man will no longer prevail. The Lord would say, trust in his hand all the way, and let's keep looking to him for what God is doing in this our day. In Jesus' mighty name, arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, but his glory shall be seen upon you. Israel and the church, an extreme manifestation of his protection, of his power, of his deliverances in this hour, and an extreme manifestation. That word behold means to manifest. God is manifesting his glory. He is manifesting his birthings and his workings on the earth at this time, in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready to rise up and to be extreme for him? If you'll say yes today, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you loved us so extremely that you sent your son to die for us. And Lord, we want to love you back by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same way Jesus demonstrated. Oh Lord, let us lay down our lives and let us be extreme in our sacrifice, Lord, as you are extreme for us, as we give all for the call and for the cause of Christ on the earth. Lord, we declare in Jesus' name that modern day Esthers are arising. Modern day Shadrachs, Meshachs and Abednegoes are arising. Modern day of today, Lord, Deborahs and Lord, modern day Daniels are rising, and you will shut the mouths of every lion. And Lord, we will see our God prevail and our God display his works, wonders and victories all the way, in Jesus' mighty name. We love you, Lord. Amen. God bless you.